people are helping our valley and making this world a better place. Our first guest today is from the Lutheran Care Center, and she is Director of Admissions and Marketing and Resident Relations, and we'll be we'll be exploring all of those things today, or at least some of them. And her name is Danielle Marker. Welcome to the Marker.
It's Markser.
Markser. All right, that was my next guess. Danielle Markser, who is from the Lutheran Care Center. How long have you been at the Lutheran Care Center?
6 years.
6 years. And have you always had these titles, or have you?
No, I started out as the Director of Recreation and Volunteers and moved up through the ranks to last August become the Director of Admissions and Marketing and Resident Relations.
So, wow. So these seem to me, so Director of Admissions is directly related to relations because you have to do that,
but
how does marketing fit into that? Because here you're working with people, right? Admissions and relations.
Absolutely, and I think the bonus to having all three of those titles in one is really I know our people. So when I'm bringing people in, I know them, I know their needs. So whatever we need in the community, or you know, in our little community, because we are one, I go out into the bigger community of Dutchess County and then market what we need.
Great. Well, now, I also know some other things about you. Let's explore the Lutheran Care Center, and let's find out exactly where that is. That's that building across from the De La Valle place up on the hill?
Yes, behind Frank Brothers Farms on 44.
On 44. And how many, what do you call the units? Is it called a unit, or is it?
Well, the building itself is a skilled nursing facility. Then we have four units within the building. So we have 160 residents, 40 which are our short-term rehab unit. The other 120 is our long-term units, so there's 40
beds. So
they're
going to stay there forever.
Yes.
And you said, to go back a step and tell me, what did you call it,
Skilled nursing facility.
Skilled nursing. So
or a nursing home, that people meet the requirement that they need 24-hour skilled nursing care. So they can no longer be at home with their loved ones or on their own. They need people to take care of them 24 hours a day.
And what's the percentage of the population that's in that area? In the skilled nursing area?
It's 120 residents.
120. So and then the 40 are short.
It's short-term that they come in.
So you don't
in.
Have any that are just, unassisted living there. It's just strictly skilled.
For that part of it, yes. I mean, we do have another program. We have an adult daycare program, which is in-house at the facility. It's in the back part of the building. And they have up to 38 residents, 20 at any given time. And that's 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, where seniors can come and they can spend their day there. From 8:30 to 2:30. We also have a social daycare that we just opened in June, the beginning of June, which is at St. John's on Wilbur Boulevard. St. John's is our affiliate parish.
That's a great point, because I want to ask these questions. I'm sorry. But the Lutheran Care Center is sponsored by the St. John's Parish? Is that?
Associated. Yes. That's our sister facility,
Are there lots of Lutheran Care Centers around, or is it yours is so unique that they can only have one?
Well, we are that unique, but we do have sister facilities. We have Good Samaritan up in the Capital Region in Albany, and within their complex, they have the skilled nursing facility or nursing home. They have assisted living. They have senior housing. They have adult daycare as well. And then we have another sister facility, the Wartburg Mount Vernon, which is in Mount Vernon, Westchester area as well, which has the same amount of different facilities that we have.
And so what would the residents of one facility take a bus or visit the other facilities just to socialize? Would you ever do something like that?
To take a bus to socialize it, you're looking at a few things. I mean, you got to be able to tolerate that kind of a trip. But one of the things that we do, and you find how where people have had children, and children no longer stay in the same area as you anymore, they move. So if the parent is here and can no longer care for themselves and need to be in a place, but their children have moved on to Albany or down in Westchester, we will help our resident get, or somebody in the community, get to one of our sister facilities. So we keep it all in the family.
That's great. So what about, outside visitors, can someone come in if they have a friend there? There's visiting hours?
Absolutely. Every day, people are invited and welcome to come. That's why we hold a lot of community events there. Last night, we had our antique car cruise show, which is the Thunderbird car cruisers come, and it's free to the community. We had 16 cars show up last night, and the residents come, as well as their families, and we open it up to the entire community to come on over, sit with us, have some ice cream. We really try to bring the community into us because so many of our residents can no longer go out.
That's a true. And you know, I think you should. Do you know about Rotary Interact yet? There's a youth group in the high school. It's a community service arm, and many of the groups do these what we call senior socials or senior. We used to call it senior proms, but in Millbrook we had to change it to senior social because a lot of the seniors didn't want to dance.
Ours get up and dance.
Okay, so you can call it senior prom.
All right.
But what we do is we have a student invite a senior, and then we hold it somewhere, either at a church or at the some facility that would have that mm-hmm. and need. And so then they interact. It's just a wonderful
And that is, and that has been something that I've been trying to get into Lutheran, and to no fault of anybody's, but we're looking for a high school to be able to do that with, because I know some tuxedo places will let the kids keep it an extra night, and you know, there's ways to make it happen within our community. One of the things that we do though, is we have the Arlington Beta program, and they come in and they volunteer with our residents, so they get a chance to visit with them, as well as learn some job skills for when they do graduate.
So those would be the nurses at BOCES? Or what people is it that's coming?
The kids in school.
Oh, the actual high school. So it's like is it the Interact then, Roger?
It's the alternative high school, and they are members of Interact, also sponsored by Rotary, so they're excited about
Okay, so the Interact is already coming in and starting to do things.
That's our plans for September.
Well, you know, you could also do some writing lessons. One of the programs that the Millbrook Interact did was an oral history that took them 2 years, mm-hmm. and they went, and they based it on World War II.
Okay.
And they collected, they were partnered with an elder, and some of the elders were not, weren't in World War II, but they grew up during World War II. Some were in England, some were in different parts of the country, or
right.
parts of the world. And so they collected all these memories, and they created a book out of it. And then on the day that we had the celebration of the book coming out, the students, went up, we had it at... I can't remember. It's blew my place. We had it at one of the facilities that had a nice auditorium and rooms that we could use, and invited all the seniors in the community to this one spot. And I remember watching one of the students come in the door, stop, and look around the room tentatively until she saw the senior that she had been working with for 2 years. She dashed over to that senior, gave her a big hug, and was so excited. It was just amazing to see her face light up and be so positive with that interaction. So it helped her, and it also helped the senior.
Well, absolutely. So many of the seniors have great long-term memory, and it's a great way to reminisce, you know, and be able to stimulate your mind, you know, as well as feel connected to new generations. And we did a similar program with Marist College, and having students come out to Marist to do historic events about Dutchess County. It wasn't so much on World War II, but it was about who lived in Dutchess County and their affiliations with that. What better historians?
Absolutely. And you can even, we did it as a writing project, but you do it videotaping or on
absolutely.
CD or whatever you want to use. So that's a great project. And I think working with the colleges, we've got great colleges here, Marist, Dutchess, and Vassar, and you've got great interacts with Arlington and Poughkeepsie and so on. So there's some really good things to do. Now, the next question we have for you, so is there anything else you want to talk about on the Lutheran Care Center?
I could talk all day on Lutheran Care Center. One of great projects that we do.
I want to hear about a couple of projects, actually. Can you give me a couple?
Absolutely. he stole my sheet.
You didn't give me mine back.
No, I didn't. we're sharing here. We're collaborating here at the radio station. You know, there's a lot of different programs that we do, you know, with Arlington, with the BOCES programming and having the students come in. We have a Halloween bash every year, and last year we had over 500 trick-or-treaters come through the building. We provide a safe environment. We turn the downstairs into a haunted house, and that's a way to us to pull into the community so the kids have a safe place to go, as well as the adults still be able to pass out candy. So we try to get donations, obviously, from the community for the candy. But then we have wonderful sponsors like Mazzarelli Chiropractic, who comes in and does our... donates his time. He's a magician. He donates his time. And Bill Vogel, who does our entertaining. And it's a good place for the seniors to still be able to carry on traditions that were in their life. We are also right now trying to go green. It's one of the things that we're working on, working with Metropool.
And explain that
absolutely.
Relationship.
One of the things that we did maybe a few months ago was pass out to our employees mugs instead of using the styrofoam. And then, you know, obviously the big trend now is to go green. So we're working closely with Metropool to try and come up with avenues to combat these high gas prices for our staff members still to be able to come to work.
What is, I'm sorry, let's go back a step. What is Metropool? Explain to me Metropool.
Okay. Metropool is a company in the area that is sponsored by the New York State Transportation, and they get their grants through them. And their slogan or their catchphrase is mobility matters. But they do all sorts of things. They get grants and are able to subsidize programs. They give helpful hints on how to save on energy costs, to be more efficient, not only with yourself, but they'll give out. We have like those the very hot days where the alerts, the ozone alerts go on. So they'll send us stuff the day before that says, big ozone alert tomorrow, stay inside, keep cool, drink water, try and carpool. I know that they do some things with other facilities where the facilities then bring in lunch for their staff so their staff doesn't have to go out, and then obviously, you know, you're burning more emissions and whatnot, polluting the environment even more. So I've been working with Butch Veronese on this to bring it into the Lutheran Care Center and see how we can help not only the environment, but our staff in these hard economic times and when you're trying to save the world as well.
No, those are great points. I would just have the staff stay there 24 hours a day.
Well, we would love that. I don't know if they would love that, but.
Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about Rotary. Now, it's my understanding that you're going to be joining, or that you've put in your paperwork to join the Arlington Club.
Absolutely, I have.
Before you did that paperwork, what did you know about Rotary?
Well, Roger and I have been speaking little over a year, and he's been trying to, you know, get me involved in how days go and life is so very hectic. I just know that because of their high ideals and high ethical standards in business and professions, along with their humanitarian service projects, it's something that I believe not only myself, but Lutheran would like to be associated with. You know, it's hard to find nowadays that compassion, that love, that still strive, that even though we're a nonprofit organization, that we still want to give back to our community. And Roger is doing this Elder Act, and he's done it at another facility and wants to bring it to our place, which we're embracing and loving, because I already have 16 resident volunteers, and we're called the Volunteer Vixens, that every month, we love it, was one of our residents' names, and she was a big volunteer, and her name was Viola, and we always called her Viola the Vixen. So I named this group 2 years ago, and we do community projects. We raise money for the different disasters that have happened, you know, Katrina, we send a whole bunch of Girl Scout cookies, I mean cases and cases, over to the troops in Iraq. We try to give back. We make blankets and give it to the babies in the neonatal units. So this is another way to be able to more formalize our already volunteer vixens with Roger and this Elder Act.
Now let me just go back a step. Now these volunteer vixens, are they residents that live?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so the men can't join this group?
Oh, the men can.
Okay.
We might call you vixen. No. I don't know. I don't know the male version of vixen. Or that, either one. But they already live there, and so many of our residents can do so much. I have a woman that sews every single day. She makes lap blankets. She fixes people's pants. She'll take them in. She'll hem them. She's making clothing protectors, which are like bibs that you put over someone's head so they don't get food all over themselves. She makes individual cushions for our rehab, our people that come into our rehab unit. So say they lean to one side or unable to sit up correctly, she'll actually make customized cushions for them. And all of the materials are donated from one facility or another. A lot of churches donate to us, and it's been wonderful. Babs Wilcox, she donates a plethora of stuff to us, but we take the material and are able to make pillows and cushions, and she does that every day from the time she gets up to the time she goes to sleep.
No, that's terrific. We've been talking with Danielle from the Lutheran Care Center, and she has three titles. She's marketing, she's director of admissions, and client, or what do you call
Resident Relations.
Resident Relations, RR.
Yes.
Like Radio Rotary.
Absolutely. Fits well together.
Well, we're going to take a little break, and the break is going to be for Presidential Brainiac. I know we said we weren't going to do it, but I couldn't find the other questions, to be honest. So we are going to go back to Presidential Brainiac, and are we prepared? We have three questions today.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, JP says he's ready. Roger says he's ready.
Everyone's ready.
And if Veronica knows it, or Brian, answer right away. All right, the first question is, name the first political party to hold a nominating convention for a presidential candidate.
The Democratic Republicans?
Wow, I didn't know that one. It's not. It's the.
I'm sorry. Good guess.
Wow, you're wrong.
Wow, you're wrong. You're right. Yeah, okay, cool.
It was the anti-Masons.
Okay.
Meeting in Baltimore in 1831, representatives from 13 states nominated William Wirt to be their candidate.
Okay.
There's one we didn't know. Yeah. How did that happen? I thought we knew all these answers, JP.
No, I'll guess not.
All right. Presidential Brainerd goes on with which vice president often used the phrase, "Let's reason together."
Oh, LBJ.
When debating issues with the president he would replace after his assassination. And LBJ is correct. Lyndon Baines Johnson. After being sworn in on November 22nd, 1963, Johnson continued campaigning many of JFK's social programs, including his own Great Society. And our last question. Who are the Democrats attacking with the phrase, "I am Captain Grant of the Black Marines, the stupidest man that ever was seen," during the 1868 election?
What? Andrew Johnson?
I was going to say Andrew Johnson, but it must have been Ulysses Grant. Because
Oh,
Andrew
yeah,
Johnson
right, 18. Oh, I thought you said 18. All right.
Yeah, 18, yeah. So, and Brian is actually right. Ulysses S. Grant. The use of black with a capital B was a Democratic criticism aimed at anyone in favor of racial equality. So
if this was "So You Want to Be a Millionaire," I think we'd all be broke.
Absolutely. I would be.
True.
Now, the next thing we're going to explore is Danielle's ask her a couple questions about Rotary, and then we're going to be doing the vision of Radio Rotary. Danielle, now, so let's go back to, so you first heard about Roger, but before Roger had talked to you, did you know anything about Rotary? Or was he the only one the first time you heard about it?
One of our board members, Rich Olson, used to be a Rotarian. Other than that,
so you didn't really know.
And Nicole
much
Gash. Nicole Gash is, who is now with St. Francis Home Care, as mentioned it to be, but Roger was really the driving force behind
you
everything.
You might have some residents that were Rotarians. And
I very well could. Yeah, I very
and
well could.
Still be.
And Judith Papo, absolutely.
And you realize, of course, once you join the club, you're going to have to be doing a lot of work.
I love work. It keeps me busy, keeps me safe and out of trouble.
And I think we're putting you on the... and I believe we're putting you on this radio team, too, as head of marketing or something. Right, Roger?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Brian is Brian Bunch is here with us as well. And Brian, for those of you who haven't met Brian, has been on the radio group since the beginning. And he has done a lot of the writing of the ads. And he is also a famous author, has written many, many books. And so he's just a, and he also is on a board of a school out in Ohio?
In Illinois.
Illinois.
Mid-State College.
Oh, State College.
Mid-State.
Mid-State College?
Right.
Mid-State College
Peoria,
out in Illinois.
Peoria. What a commute. Man.
How often do you have to go out for a board, just like four times a year or something?
It's supposed to be four times a year. It works out to be two most years. And I talked to the president of the college 4 days a week for an hour, and that keeps me in touch. Now, the president of the college is, by the way, my younger brother.
Can you lean? All right, so the next thing about Brian is also that he's becoming president of the Millbrook Rotary starting July 1st. So we welcome him as president, and he's done a great job so far, and he will continue to do so. So now the first thing I'm going to read is our vision of the show that Betty Renner came to me one day, who was president this year, and said, "What's the vision of the show?" And I said, "Well, let me think about it." And I went and lost my paper again. And I will find it in 1 second. Talk, say something.
Well, I just would like to say that Brian being here, he's a proponent of Rotary's Movement for Humanity in Motion. You're going to be hearing a lot of public service announcements on this show regarding Humanity in Motion, right, Brian?
Well, Humanity in Motion is the public relations program that is has been developed by Rotary International, and it includes radio commercials, television spots, billboards, and scripts for these. what I brought today were some CD-ROMs that I'm hoping that JP is going to be able to translate into something that when Scott loses his place and can't find his paper, he can just point it at JP and he'll play the CD-ROM and we'll have 30 seconds for Scott to get back on track.
Sounds like a great plan.
Usually doesn't happen, but today I was a little rushed and we just had some things happen today. But so let's talk about this show and the show, the reason for the show. Now, this is our 6 months we've been doing this show. And if you want to go and listen to any of the past shows, you just go to the Rotary, our district website, which is the official one is www.rotarydistrict7210.org. But Brian has told me that if I just say Rotary District 7210 and you put it in any search box, it will come up. And so just put in Rotary District 7210 and our website will come up, and then there's a link on there of all the past shows. So Betty Renner, in the beginning, in December, I think it was, sat me down and said, what is the vision of this show? And I thought about it for a little bit and talked to her, and she wrote this down for me from what I was talking about. So the vision and theme of Radio Rotary. The passion and spirit of Rotary are woven throughout the service and humanitarian projects described on Radio Rotary. These projects make our community and our world a better place by creating better understanding and goodwill among people and improving the quality of life. These projects can be implemented by Rotary clubs or any group of dedicated people. So in other words, if you have a project that improved your community or helped people somewhere in the world and you want to share it with us on this show, just give us a call or email us, and Brian or any of the other people who are in charge of these can give it. Some of our programs, for example, are programs that make our community and world a better place, Lives of Rotarians that close up on an individual club projects that make a difference, Rotary International projects, Pure Water we've talked about, Polio we've talked about, Shelter Boxes we have coming up in a future show, Rotoplast we've talked about, World Peace, for example, we have Peace Scholars, and GSE, which is Group Study Exchange and Youth Exchange. We have Rotary is for every age, Interact, Rotaract, Elderact. We don't worry about how old you are. Rotary District 7210 projects we've done, like Katrina was a big one we did last year, and other disaster programs, and organizations that benefit from Rotary contributions, Red Cross we've had, Literacy Connections, and others. So these are all some of the things that this show is trying to do. And, you know, in our July 4th program, we're going to talk about what is Rotary and where are we having this show. But this is the vision and theme. And so Brian and Roger is our executive producer. What do you have to say about that theme and vision?
Well, among other things, I have a little list of the various things that Radio Rotary does or intends to do, and I think has been fairly successful in. We allow Rotarians, as you said, to share their service projects with the local community. When there is some event that Rotary is putting on, such as the Rib Fest that's coming up this summer across the river, we have a chance for people to come in and promote that.
That's the Highland Rotary, correct?
Highland Rotary does the Rib Fest over at the Ulster, where the Ulster Fair takes place. And this is a way of our reaching out to prospective members like Danielle coming in. You can hear about Rotary from Radio Rotary. I know I knew that Rotary existed. Like a lot of things in the world, you sort of know they exist, but you don't know anything about them. My brother joined Rotary before I did, like my brother, the president of Mid-State College. And he would tell me on Thursday.
I'll interrupt you 1 second, Brian, that you're now a president too, so you can tell him.
Right. I will be on July 1st.
Yeah, President Rotary.
Although I was installed on Wednesday, so I guess I'm halfway there. But my brother would tell me on Thursdays, oh, I'm going to Rotary for lunch, and occasionally he would talk about friends he'd made. But I didn't really learn anything until one day I was about to retire, and I announced in a public place where a number of people were that I was going to retire, and I thought it would be good if I could do something good for the community. And one of the people in that room was a member of Millbrook Rotary, and David Brinkerhoff. And he came over to me and he said, "Do you want to do something good for the community when you retire?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Come to lunch on Wednesday." And the next thing I knew, I was in Rotary and on my way to a lot of other Rotarian activities in addition to lunch.
You don't have to retire, though, to be part of Rotary. Danielle, I want to tell you, is not retiring.
Or not even close to retiring.
Not even close. She's a long ways from retiring. Yeah.
But to return to the things that Radio Rotary is able to do, we're promoting not only Rotarian events, but other local events and fundraisers as we know about them. And we want to inform people about the way that they can support the humanitarian activities, Rotary and non-Rotary. It's a way, one of the purposes of Rotary is to build goodwill, and we think that this contributes to building goodwill in the community. And we want to, with the public service announcements, especially the ones we're just adding from Humanity in Motion, give people more understanding of both Rotary International and the Rotary Foundation.
Those are great points, Brian. Roger, what is your vision or take on our first 6 months?
Well, first of all, I had just watched a movie called Bridge to Terabithia, and I was thinking of a theme phrase for Radio Rotary, and Bridge for Humanity. I think we're a link, we're a doorway, and we connect the community to Rotary. I mean, Rotary is the community, but a lot of times things don't get advertised or promoted. As Danielle well pointed out, publicity is very important to let people know what you do and how important it is.
That's also a great point. I think that you don't have to be a Rotarian to take part in any of our events or to help Rotary, whether it's as simple as adopt a highway and helping to clean the highway on the particular days that the local Rotary is doing that, or going to the Rib Fest or some other event. Just being part of Rotary and helping helps the whole world. And so those are all great points, and that is what Radio Rotary is trying to do by having interesting guests. I hope you understand that you are interesting, Danielle. So
that's a good thing. I think I'm anything but boring.
And we're trying to explore different paths and different things. Some of the in the future shows, we're also going to do, like, Rotary Centers has there's a thing called Rotary Centers for International Studies in Peace and Conflict Resolution. We want to explore that area. And some of the universities that have that are Duke and International Christian University, one in Argentina, one in England, one in University of California, Berkeley, and one in Australia, Queensland. So those are all some things we've been working on. And another one that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave us, how much did they give us?
$100 million.
$100 million to eradicate polio, which we're doing with World Health Organization and other groups, and Rotary has been the biggest proponent of that. We've already spent the first $40 million, I've heard, on helping to eradicate polio in...
We're down to four countries now, Nigeria, India, Pakistan, and one other one.
So that's amazing. So this has been Radio Rotary, and remember, if you want to hear any of the past shows, you go to Rotary District 7210, and do a web search on any of the search engines. And this is your host, Rotarian Scott Meyer, speaking to you from New York's beautiful Hudson Valley and Rotary District 7210. Thank you very much for listening.
And that has been Radio Rotary for the 27th of June, 2008. You are listening to WHVW Radio. It is 1230.